USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president of Turkey demanding more answers as to what happened to Washington Post journalist Saudi Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed earlier this month at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Turkish president saying through an interpreter as he spoke to parliament today,
why was there a slurry of incoherent statements? And now there is official acknowledgement that there was a murder. Where is the body?
Wall Street seeing declines again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at one point this morning was down over 500 points. Disappointing earnings from 3M and Caterpillar sending the Dow into negative territory. The tech and industrial sectors are sending the S&P 500 down. And Amazon and Netflix shares are sending the NASDAQ lower. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
The first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court is battling dementia. Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor releasing a statement through the High Court today noting the disease is still in its early stages, but she is withdrawing from public life. A huge hurricane in the Pacific that's first going to hit Mexico could then end up making its way to the Carolinas, which don't need any more stormy rains, but will likely be getting some from the remnants of Hurricane Willa later on this week. Those states have recently received heavy rains from what was left of Hurricanes Florence and Michael. The first game of the World Series is coming up this evening in Boston as the Red Sox will be hosting the L.A. Dodgers at Fenway Park. This neighbor of Fenway and big-time Red Sox fan John Overson says he got up early today and started selling programs on Jersey Street while folks were heading to work.
Today I had to do it. I had to do it. I had to be here early.
The game doesn't start till 8 o'clock Eastern Time this evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Americans are more concerned about drug addiction and tuition costs now than they were 2 years ago. It's according to a study out today from the Pew Research Center. It says the percentage of Americans who thought drug addiction was a very big problem rose from 56% in 2016 to 68% now. 63% of Americans say they're worried about the affordability of college now. That 63% compares to 52% 2 years ago. On the flip side, people in the survey expressed much less concern about terrorism than they did 2 years ago. Reports are a bomb was found at the New York home of billionaire philanthropist and political donor George Soros. The device was reportedly discovered in a mailbox at his home in Westchester County, north of New York City. A police bomb squad detonated it safely, and the FBI's taken over the case. Soros' frequent support of Democratic candidates has often made him the target of conservative critics. And a new study backs up claims that eating organic foods can reduce your risk of getting cancer. A new French study finds people who frequently eat organic are less likely to develop non-Hodgkin lymphoma and postmenopausal breast cancer. Overall, organic food eaters had a 25% lower chance of getting cancer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.